Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Cattle producers, it's the big event from Express Ranches out of Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 19th and Saturday, August 20th, 1 o'clock sale time on Friday afternoon. Saturday morning, the big event starts at 11 a.m. You can bid live both days on Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, or on liveauctions.tv, or you can go and be a part of the festivities live at the sale itself in Yukon. For details, go to the Express Ranches website, www.expressranches.com. Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Cautiously waiting for cash activity to surface, live and feeder futures seem slated to open mixed today in light trade volume. The hog contracts also likely to begin with uneven pricing, tied in part to positioning ahead of the late week expiration of spot August. Cattle buying interest could start to improve today with bids possibly matching last week's market fairly early. On the other hand, asking prices are likely to hold firm, perhaps firm enough to delay significant business until sometime tomorrow. Live and feeder futures should open on a mixed basis, linked to a slow combination of short covering and long liquidation. The cash hog trade, though, likely to open with bids steady to a dollar higher. Processing margins are slowly improving, yet country offerings remain plentiful. In other words, packers have the room to spend more. They just don't need to. Saturday's slaughter plans are expected to total close to 90,000 head. The hog futures are geared to begin with uneven price action today. Now, soybean futures closed lower yesterday for the first time in six sessions on Wednesday, with volume leader November falling back after failing for the second day to move past resistance at the 20-day moving average near 994. Now, the corn futures finished a fraction higher yesterday, and wheat markets gained a few cents as well. Traders may be moving to the sidelines ahead of Friday's USDA reports. Also, index funds are nearing the end of their week-long run, moving longs out of September contracts. The wheat markets were a little higher, with soft red winter wheat getting some traction after moving past the 20-day average and closing above it for the first time since mid-June. Corn futures, they closed up a fraction amid of expectations for a larger crop on Friday. The December futures have been confined to a narrow 6-cent range for more than a week, with the top side limited by the forecasts for a big crop. And soybeans finished 5 to 6 cents lower in nearby months yesterday as the market set back after the recent gains. We'll check all your futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, live cattle futures, August down about 12 cents yesterday, 116.85. October down 7 cents, 114.92. August feeder cattle down 45 cents at 149.72. September down 35 at 148.50. The October hogs up 77 cents, 58.97. December's up 95 at 55.35. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. September up 1 3/4 at 411 3/4, and December was up 2 1/4 yesterday, 437 3/4. September wheat Chicago up 4 3/4 at 421 3/4. December is up 4 3/4 at 441 1/2. September corn up 0.25, 322 1/2. December is up 0.5 at 333. September soy was down 6 1/2 at 998 1/2. November down 5 3/4, 982 1/4. October cotton up 32 points, 71.48. December up 58, 72.02. September crude oil down 15, 41.56. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.